I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Persecution against Christians continues at an unprecedented rate in India. Now Hindu radicals are attempting to reconvert Dalit Christians during reconversion rallies. Hindu leaders in Tamil Nadu state say 300 Dalits did just that. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says it's all propaganda by the Hindus, witnessed by GFA workers.
They sought out extremely poor some people and decided to say that these are Christians and we are going to convert them back to Hinduism. None of those people are known to be practicing Christians.
Next, a Grace Ministries International team is in Brazil this month, nearing the completion of Volume 2 of a commentary on Acts, written in Portuguese. With so many study helps in Spanish, this study tool will be at the forefront of the team's ministry effort in the common language of Brazil. GMI's Sam Vinton says their team is also wrapping up field testing by May the 20th.
They give to people, get comments, have people read it out loud, just trying to get the language flow. Is it really Portuguese that fits their culture, the way they speak, the idioms, and so on. So basically that's what they are doing, along, of course, they'll be teaching and working with some of the pastors.
And reaching as many people as possible with the gospel of Jesus Christ is the goal of many missionary radio broadcasters. Various broadcasting company just added the Black Hmong language to their programming lineup, which brings the total to 159 languages. Black Hmong is the third Hmong language FEBC is offering. This new language will allow FEBC to reach 4.5 million people in China, Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, and Burma. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a gift of any amount, M&N's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2 from Discovery House Music. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.